Shavua Tov, Umevorach, Mishnayomi continues in chapter 5 of Avot, Mishnayot 20:21 today. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, this is a very famous Mishnah, have a oz kanamar, be bold like the leopard, the kol kanesher, light like the eagle, ratz katzvi, run like the deer, the gibor ka'ari, and strong like the lion. The asot ritzonavicha shebashamayim, to do the will of our Father in heaven. So the Mefarshim here, the Bartner explains, az kanamar, bold, is not always good, but here it means not embarrassed to ask questions to get clarity on Torah. Don't be embarrassed to ask questions. Of course, you can text me from the WhatsApp group or leave a comment on Spotify and we'll try to answer your questions. Light like the eagle, he explains, to do chazara, to review your knowledge, ratz katzvi, to do a mitzvah, run away from avera, gibor ke'ari, to be kovish at yitzro, to conquer your yetzer hara. As we learned back in chapter 4, Ben Zoma had said, ezio gibor, who's really strong, a kovish at yitzro. So real strength is overcoming your yetzer hara. Very famously, the first sentence of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, yet gaber ke'ari baboker levodat boro. He says, get up like a lion in the morning, and you know, conquer the yetzer hara to stay in bed so you can get to shul on time and start learning and everything. Now the Mishnah adds, hu haya omer, he would also say, and this is sort of an explanation of this famous statement above, he would say, oz panim legehenem, someone who is truly brazen is destined to get to Gehenim. Arrogance leads to sin and Gehenim, a boshet panim, but somebody who is bashful and timid, Legon Eden, will go to heaven. Now, what he's basically qualifying is, being az kanamar is not always good. Being bold and aggressive is not good. It's good when someone's trying to get Torah knowledge and add to the discussion of Torah and add to everyone's understanding, but it's not good in other areas of life. And then, amazingly, the Mishnah switches to a tefillah, Yehi Ratzom Lefenecha. May it be your will, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our Lord, Shetivnei Ircha, your city should be built, Bimheira v'meinu, quickly in our day, V'ten chalkeinu b'toratecha, and give us our portion in your Torah. Now the Bartner explains what's going on here is we're praying to Hashem to give us good midos, and also the midos that are sort of the spiritual genetic legacy of Am Yisrael, that we are Baishanim, Rachmanim, Gamli Chasodim, meaning bashful and merciful and giving goodness. The Gemara talks about this in Yevamot 79, contrasting the Jewish people to the Givonim, who did not have these same midos. So we're praying to Hashem to give us good midos. And if we have good midos, we should be zoche to see the Binyan Yerushalayim, the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. It's sort of mitzvah goeres mitzvah. If we improve our midos, improve our lives, improve one another, and we're praying for that, we should also pray that as a result, Hashem will rebuild our holy city and our holy temple. Please God, soon. The Tiferes Yisrael, cited in the Kehati, says you should see the Gemara at the very end of Sota. The Gemara's at the end of Sota, they talk about Ikvesa de Mashiach, in the footsteps of the era of Mashiach, right before the revelation of Mashiach and the rebuilding of the temple. It says there'll be so much chutzpah, so much azponim, so much arrogance will be in the world. So we're praying that even though we're in these final times, these final years before Bezrat Hashem Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash, we should be spared from being among those who are arrogant and brazen at that time. And we should retain those classical midos from our father Abraham. On to Mishnah 21. Hu haya omer, he would also say, though Tiferes Yisrael says, the Shmuel Katan said this, ben chamesh shanim l'mikra, a five-year-old child should start learning mikra, the written Torah, the psukim. Now, it's interesting, the Bartnura here brings that this teaching is linked to Orla. Now, Orla is the fruit from the tree and the vines. The first 3 years can't be used. The fourth year is only Kaddush. It's like Maaser Sheni. And the fifth year from on, you can use it. Now, this is also the source for some people who let a boy's hair grow out for 3 years. Then at age 3, they give him a haircut. And as the Bartner comments, Aviv Melamdot Surat Otiot. And then it's time to learn the shapes of the letters, Heker Nekudot, and also the vowels. So he can, even at age 3 and 4 already, he can start getting familiar with the letters and the Hebrew alphabet and vowels. So then at age 5, he's ready to start learning actual psukim. But what about those first 3 years before he's reached that point? So there's a famous Rashi. If it's not famous, I'm going to make it famous. It's in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 19. This is in the Vahaya, which is part two of the Shema. And the verse 19 says, V'limatam otam et b'neichem ledaber bam. You will teach them to your children to speak of them. So the Rashi says here, Mishasha ben Yodei Ledaber, from the moment a child knows how to talk. Now that's before, typically, God willing, before age 3, Lamdehu, the parents teach the child, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that famous pasuk that Hashem teaches us Torah through Moshe, Sheizei Limud Deboro, he should learn to talk with Torah, with psukim. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Shetinuk Matkal Ledaber, when a child learns to talk, Aviv Mesiachimo B'Shon HaKodesh, his father, his parents should talk to him, converse with him in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, Umelamdo Torah, and start teaching him Torah even before age 4 or 5, even the first 3 years of life when he's just starting to learn the patterns of language. Those patterns of language he starts learning should be in Hebrew and should be in Torah. This is my own chiddush. I'm reading into the Rashi a little bit. If someone asks you, say Rabbi Kalman Akiva Kovacs said that you can speak to your infants in Hebrew and tell them psukim, read them Tehillim, Mishnayos, whatever they need to develop the power to speak in the way that Rashi is advising here in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 19. And yes, I did speak to my children as infants in Hebrew and in Psukim, and I think it helped a little bit once they got to school, even though they didn't really remember. Anyway, back in the Mishnah, so 5-year-old starts learning Mikra, ben Eser, the Mishnah, 10-year-old starts learning Mishnah, ben Shlosh Esrei, the Mitzvot, of course, 13 years old is a bar mitzvah, ben Chamesh Esrei, the Talmud, a 15-year-old should start learning Talmud. Now, back then, they didn't really have Talmud. It means like the more advanced Svara and Halacha and comparing Mishnayot and serving rabbis to know what to do Halacha Lamaisa. Ben Shmon Esrei, the Chuppah, an 18-year-old should get married. Of course, nowadays, when our 18-year-olds are a little less mature than 18-year-olds back then, we might want to send them to yeshiva and kolo first, or have them, you know, be on the right path to emotional and financial maturity. And he adds, Ben Esrim Lirdof, a 20-year-old to pursue. Now, this could mean pursuing a career. And the Bartner brings another pshat. At age 20, the heavenly court will actually hold people accountable for their misdeeds. Mishnah adds, Ben Shloshim Lekoach, a 30-year-old gets Koach, the Levim would start carrying the Kalim of the Mishkan then. Ben Arbaim Lebina, 40-year-old to Bina, to understanding. This is based on something amazing that Moshe Rabbeinu said at the end of 40 years in the Midbar. Moshe says, and this is in Devarim chapter 29, Moshe says, Am Yisrael, Lo natan Hashem lechem, Hashem did not give you, Lev ledat, a heart to understand, Ve'naim lirot, and eyes to see, Voznaim lishmoa, ears to hear, Ad hayom hazeh, until this day, 40 years later, now you start understanding everything you've seen and learned. So sometimes it takes a long time for Torah to actually seep in into the level of deeper understanding, which Baruch Hashem is one of the reasons, even if you've learned Shas Mishnayos, here we are learning Shas Mishnayos again to try to get it to sink in. Ben Chamishim La'etza, 50-year-old, can give advice. Ben Shishim La'zikna, age 60, he's already getting towards old age. He has to start thinking about his spiritual accomplishments. Ben Shivim La'seva, 70-year-old, is called a ripe old age. That's the time that David HaMelech passed away. Ben Shmonim Legvura, 80-year-old, is to strength. Now, that sounds surprising. Really, what it could mean is he needs divine strength. He needs spiritual assistance to continue living his regular life. Ben Tishim Lasoch, a 90-year-old, is stooping, and some say like he's got one leg in the ditch. My personal taich here is it could be also lesuach lesiach. He likes to talk about things. He likes to talk about how things were in the good old days. So it's really good to talk to elderly people, give them an outlet, give them a way to communicate and bond to people because they're not really doing anything. They're not doing, getting out and doing. It's really great to talk to them and hear their perspective and their stories and their wisdom and their life advice. Ben Meya, a 100-year-old ke'ilu met, is as if he's already passed, va'avar batum min olam, as if he's already out of the world. Now, this isn't meant to be depressing and discouraging. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's meant to appreciate that the lifetime we have is limited. We need to have a schedule, a focus, a plan. And when somebody's very old already, they should appreciate every day they have and think about how to maximize it. Shar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot, have a great week.